While Canada is putting up the money for the bridge, the U.S. has to build a new customs plaza, which is expected to cost about $250 million. Roy Norton is Canadian Consul General. He told the Southwest Detroit Business Association that the Maroon family who owns the Ambassador Bridge is running out of ways to stop the new bridge.
The irritants, Maroon actions, whether lawsuits or more stunts, we think can no longer kill this project. This project is going ahead.
Norton says Michigan voters made it clear they supported the new international trade crossing when they overwhelmingly rejected a constitutional amendment which would have killed the project. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.